2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 is our reading for today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll begin reading in verse 1 and read down through verse 5. Let's open our Bibles and read these verses together and then discuss and consider what God's Word says to us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, Paul begins this chapter by saying, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." In these final words in this book, Paul is now telling Timothy to beware not only of false teaching, but here, he tells Timothy to beware of wicked people. He warns him about these perilous times. What does he mean by perilous times? Well, the word means times that are hard to bear, troublesome times, and even dangerous times. This word that is translated perilous here is used only two times in the New Testament. The other time where you find this word is in Matthew 8, verse 28. And there it refers to and describes two demon-possessed men. It says that they were so fierce that no man might pass by that way. So in describing how fierce and uncontrollable and dangerous these two demon-possessed men were, the Bible uses the same word that is translated perilous here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. These sinful people make life hard because you see and hear they're evil at times. That's unavoidable. You sometimes have to deal with these evil people. And the word perilous also means that these people make your world and my world more dangerous. Now, these types of people, Paul says, will be in the last days. This expression, the last days, may refer to the last days of the state of Israel before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 1 through 14, that things would really get bad before Jerusalem fell, and things did get really wicked before that time. It may, on the other hand, refer to the last age or the last dispensation of time, that is, from Pentecost day of Acts 2 until the judgment. The last days here may refer to that last period in which God will deal with man. But either way, it definitely does not refer to just the last few days or years before Jesus comes again. And you'll notice that people before as well as after Paul's time have been and are guilty of these same sins that he mentions here. This section shows what people are capable of when they turn away from and rebel against God. So let's look at these words. Let's look at the description that Paul gives of sinful man here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 2 now. "For men shall be, first of all," he says, "lovers of their own selves." Now, it's natural and it is good to love yourself to an extent. The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. So we know that loving oneself is not only natural, it's something that God does approve of. Because Jesus said you're to love your neighbor as yourself, Mark 12, verse 31. Paul said that no man ever hated his own flesh, Ephesians 5, verse 29. But this is talking about people that only love themselves. They don't care about anybody else but themselves. Does that sound familiar? Doesn't that describe many people in our world today? Isn't that why the world is in the shape that it's in? Selfishness is the root of man's trouble many times. It always has been. Because when you think about it, sin at its very core is selfishness. It's all about what I want. Selfishness is why people have no concern or any compassion or interest in other people. It's all about them. And the gospel of Jesus Christ calls on men to get out of this selfish mindset. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So Paul says that there are going to be men who will be lovers of their own selves. Number two, Paul said that there will be covetous people. The 10th commandment in the set of the 10 commandments tells us what it means to be covetous. It means to have this overriding desire to have what somebody else has. Moses said in Deuteronomy 5:21, "Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that is thy neighbor's." To covet is to absolutely crave what somebody else has. It doesn't just mean to want something like it or to offer to buy it or trade for it. It means to be obsessed with having it. Where having it and getting whatever it is that the person covets is so important that a man neglects his duties in life and he will do anything, even if it's wrong, to get what he covets. Now, obviously, this one is tied in with the first one. That is, being a lover of one's own self and being covetous go hand in hand. As a matter of fact, you're going to find that there's quite a bit of overlapping and there's quite a bit of connection between these different words that Paul uses in this section. And so, when you think about loving oneself, if a person loves himself in the way that Paul is condemning here, then he's only going to be concerned about what he wants. He's not going to be concerned about what others have or what others need. Jesus warned about being covetous. He said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness." Luke 12:15. The third word that Paul uses, and this is the third type of evil that he describes, is boasters. This word is used only here and in Romans 1:30. It means an empty pretender, a braggart, a boaster. The Bible talks about people who boast about different things. It talks about people who boast about how much money they've made. In Deuteronomy 8:10-18, God warned the Israelite people not to get the big head when they had made a good living for themselves. God told those people to remember that if they made a good living, that it was the Lord their God that gave them the very power they had to get that wealth. We find people in the Bible bragging about what they're going to do tomorrow without taking into consideration that they may not be here or that they may not have the health to do the things that they say they're going to accomplish. They just brag about what they're going to do next. In Proverbs 27:1, the Bible says, "Boast not yourself about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." You find exactly the same sentiment in James 4:13-17, where James says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." And then you have some people in the Bible that brag about the power, that brag about the position, that brag about the authority that they have. The king of Babylon in the Old Testament had this kind of attitude. He said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High." That's what he told himself. That's the kind of attitude that he had. Isaiah 14:13-14. Have you ever noticed that a braggart is like a drunk? A drunk, when he's sober, doesn't like other drunks. And a braggart is the same way. He doesn't like to be around other people who brag because he doesn't want anybody to outbrag him. This is foolish. This is empty. But it's all too common in this world. The fourth word that Paul uses is the word proud. Now, obviously, again, this is tied in with boasters. Because a boaster is proud. And a proud man boasts. A proud man thinks that he's above other people. And he looks down at other people. He despises other people. The Bible plainly says that God hates this sin. Yes, God hates all sin. But there are some things that the Bible specifically says that God hates because they're so far-reaching. In Proverbs 6, verse 17, the Bible says that God hates a proud look. Solomon said in Proverbs 13, verse 10, that pride causes contention. It causes untold strife. Pride is a very foolish thing when you think of it, because God gives to us everything that we have and are. In Acts 17, verse 25, the Bible says that God gives to all life and breath and all things. So if we owe everything that we have to God, what grounds do we have to ever be prideful? This is why the Bible warns so many times against it. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible says, "If a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." In Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5 in the Old Testament, David wrote, "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." That's Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 12, that if a man exalts himself, he will be humbled. But if he humbles himself, he will be exalted. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, the Bible says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We despise pride in other people. As a matter of fact, sometimes the more prideful we are, the more we despise it in somebody else. So let's make sure that we don't have that prideful attitude in our own heart. The next sin that Paul talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, is described by the word blasphemers. Now, to blaspheme means to speak evil of somebody. It can be speaking evil of man, or speaking evil of God, or speaking evil of both. It's not just speaking evil about God. Back in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings 21, verse 13, the Bible says that Naboth was wrongly accused of blaspheming God and the king. God and a man, that is. Paul was blasphemed, according to Romans 3, verse 8. So to speak evil of God does seem worse. Because how can a human being have the audacity to blaspheme God, to exalt himself against his Creator? Back in the Old Testament, the law of Moses said that a man who did this was to be put to death. Leviticus 24, verses 10 through 16. That passage says that he that blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. But it is also hypocritical to, as James says, bless God and then turn around and curse men who are made in the likeness of God. James chapter 3, verse 9. Now, in the next lesson, we'll pick up with disobedient to parents and continue to talk about these sins that Paul lists in 2 Timothy chapter 3.